escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
President Trump says he likes Sydney Sweeney. Yeah, you know what she did? She's done, by the way. She's the most famous she'll ever be. Now she's done in Hollywood. She was an actress. Folks, she was so hot at the beginning of this, people were paying for her bathwater. No, look it up. They really were. She put out a line of soap with her bathwater in it, like that she had bathed in. Sold out in hours. She had that kind of fame. Actress, model. But now she's just a Nazi. Oh, yeah. And this is the nail in her coffin this weekend. She's going to be canceled, at least in Hollywood and probably the big studios that film for Amazon and Netflix, too, because it's a bunch of liberals there. Yeah, this going to finish her off. Trump finding out she registered as a Republican, but this is the worst part, in 2024. Yeah. I mean, like the rest of the country. In other words, she's normal, and that's not going to work for her in Hollywood.
Republican, any thoughts on that?
That who was?
Sydney Sweeney. She's like a very hot actress right
she's
now.
She's a registered Republican?
Yes.
Oh, now I love her ad. Is that right? Is Sydney Sweeney? You'd be surprised at how many people are Republicans.
Yeah, you would.
That's what I wouldn't have known, but I'm glad you told me that. If Sydney Sweeney is a registered Republican, I think her ad is fantastic. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, she's done. Yeah, that and then the other thing that came out this weekend on her too, she's quite a shot actually out on the shooting range. And even worse, looking like she's having a good time with a gun in her hand. So she's done. I mean, she's finished. She's way too normal of an American to make it in Hollywood. So I don't know, maybe they'll get her a gig on Fox News. Everybody's going to still want to buy her bathwater. Don't get me wrong. It's all going to be men want to. She's beautiful. But you know, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, by the way, the American Eagle ad. So yeah, it's just going to be interesting to see if she has a career after this. And I don't know how she does, which is a shame because she was really on fire. I bet you she wouldn't have done that ad knowing it would be this way. Because she's now officially a Nazi. Why? Because, but you know what it comes down to, honestly? Barack Obama was in the process of remaking all images in America in the image of himself and the Democrat Party. And so if you look at what American Eagle was putting jeans on back then, fat, nose-ringed, angry liberal women. And that's in the image and likeness, and then men that look kind of like women, like Barack Obama. Human rights campaign stuff. And so what has gone on here is worse than just being white, attractive, and in an ad, which was forbidden. I mean, you had to have diversity in ads. You couldn't do a thing like that. Even worse than that, this is absolute open defiance of the human rights campaign, which is done. And again, the human rights campaign was really a social credit score system like China. And they monitored 535 companies. and they would give you a score. If you had a low score, all of the big hedge funds, Larry Fink, Vanguard, all of those would drop you. It wouldn't matter if your stock was doing great. They'd drop you. And so you had to agree to ensconce Barack Obama's minders in your company. You had to hand over all of your hiring data, all of your retention data, all of your promotion data, but you also had to agree to make your commercials, make your movies, whatever you're making that's outward facing, it had to look like the Democrat Party. It had to be genderless. It had to be soy. It had to be, you know, very anti-male, very anti-white, over-representation of minorities so that it doesn't look like society. It's not balanced. Doesn't look like America. That's why everything in our world looks wrong in terms of that doesn't really represent society. People around me don't look like that. That was what the Human Rights Campaign was there for. And as soon as Trump won, the fear dissipated. Nobody was afraid anymore. And by the way, the Human Rights Campaign was run by Barack Obama's deputy campaign manager, but really by Barack Obama. And so the understanding was like, this is why back 3 years ago, you couldn't have made the Sidney Sweeney ad. You couldn't do it. Because Obama, you know, was running the Human Rights Campaign. And this is how it would work for you. If you did something like that, that challenged the Human Rights Campaign, you put a white person who's attractive in there talking about her genes. There's no gay man. There's no, you know, man who looks like he might be a woman. There's nobody wearing baby, you know, blue and pink. It's you would have had, they would have come for you. You would have had an SEC investigation from the government, maybe an IRS investigation for the from the government. Endless possibilities. Maybe DOJ would find something wrong with your accounting. And then your stock would be dropped by the big hedge funds. That's how it worked. That is what, if you want to know why the culture got whack, why everything seems so weird, why everyone in every commercial looked identifiably Democrat and like they should be marching in a pride campaign, that's why. This ad broke the back of that. It was a defiance of it. It's the nail in the coffin of it. They do not appreciate their social credit system being destroyed. Folks, this was sort of the other side of the coin. You have the censorship on X. You had, you know, which was Twitter then. You had the censorship on Facebook. You had all the censorship on the one hand. And then how are they going to censor the culture? Well, this is how they did it with the Human Rights Campaign. They literally fake changed the culture. They created a culture there was no demand for it. So many of you all have said to me over the years, why did Bud Light put Dylan Mulvaney on the can? That's why. Fear. You want an SEC investigation? Well, you go right along with the Human Rights Campaign. But it's going to be interesting to see if she ever works again, especially given how hot she was before this. I mean, she was just at the peak of her fame. Texter writes, hey, Tara, did you see the photo shoot of Beyonce in all denim in almost the same pose? That was fine. Wonder why. Human Rights Campaign, folks. People think these are just social phenomenons that happen. They're not. They're engineered. Everything with the Democrats is fake. There's no demand for their culture. They have to forcibly engineer it and jam it down our throats. Texter writes, Tara, hey, Tara, if you look at YouTube and other channels like Amazon, Netflix, can you watch their commercials? It's 9,095% minorities. You're lucky if you see a white person in a commercial on YouTube. Look, what I want is for commercials to reflect America. America's a diverse place, but there's white people in it and there's straight people in it and we're still the majority. So we should be represented. Our commercials should look like our society. They used to in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And folks, white men are what really got written out of these commercials. Do you know why? Do you know why they're hated by the left? They are the group most likely to vote against Democrats. That's why they had to be erased. Texter H. Low score, all of the big hedge funds, Larry Fink, Vanguard. Good morning, Tara. Sidney Sweeney just broke the something back woke is dead in America. The stuff that's happening right now, woke is going to be a thing in the past by the time President Trump is done with his term. Yes. Yeah. And unfortunately, probably sacrificed on that altar will be Sidney Sweeney's career, which is a shame. But hey, she loved that gun on that firing range, man. She was having a good time, which is just the left's losing it over this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You ever seen one of those hostage videos? You can tell the guy, the Al-Qaeda guy with the knives in the background. And the hostage is on their knees and they're saying, yes, you know, America's been very brutal to my Muslim brothers who have a knife in my back right now because I'm a hostage. Yeah. Yeah, well, that was Trump this weekend. Oh, he's screaming and yelling about Chuck Schumer should, quote, go to hell, unquote. And he probably should. Because Democrats have completely broken the social contract of the Senate. And so Donald Trump can't get his nominees through, which means we have Democrat insurrectionists running a lot of stuff still that they shouldn't be running. That's how you get whack job jobs numbers out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Oh, did we say that he created 258,000 jobs? Nah, sorry, we meant 35. Oops. Yeah, like that. And it turns out the chick that did that, she's the same chick that created more than a million fake jobs for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and then revised it down by 818,000 after it wasn't needed anymore for the election. Crazy people like that. You can't get your people in place. And you get undermined at every turn. So Trump's got over 100, not so close to 150 nominees just sitting there. And normally they operate according to a custom in the Senate that, yes, most nominations get approved regardless of party for the most part. But there is a custom in the Senate as well that one senator, if the nominee is from their state, can block that person. But it doesn't happen a lot. Well, now none of Trump's nominees are moving. So how do we handle that? We change the operational rules of the Senate. Right? Shouldn't be hard. We're in charge of the Senate, right? All right. So here's Tim Scott of the weekend laying the problem out. This is the Democrats totally breaking faith with the way things have operated. And honestly, the fact that we approved a lot of their no good nominees for years.
This level of obstruction is unprecedented in presidential history. Think about it in our lifetimes, Tony, under President the first Bush and President Clinton, 98% of their noms went through on unanimous consent.
Yeah.
Think about the next iteration of presidencies, whether it was the second Bush or whether it was Obama, 90% of theirs went through without any hesitation on unanimous consent. Even President Trump, the first term, 65%. President Biden, 57%. This Trump administration, if you can see my hand, it says zero, Tony. 0% going through on unanimous consent. That creates a juggernaut in the face of getting the American people's job done.
So the Democrats have said, here's what we want. No more rescissions packages. you know, where we cut the spending that was in the big, beautiful bill that we had to do to get it to pass, and we strip it back down. The first one went through, and they cut $9 billion, PBS, USAID, NPR. Yeah. And the Democrats saying, hey, no, you know, your nominees aren't moving unless you promise not to make any more cuts. You will not send any more rescissions packages, right? Well, the Republicans are running around pretending to be outraged by this. Pretending is the operative term. Because it's actually really the Republicans doing this. They're just using the Democrats as a weapon. And that's why I said, if it looks like Trump's in a hostage video, he is. The guy holding the knife is John Thune, not Chuck Schumer. So Republicans are like, okay, instead of changing the rules of the Senate so we could just jam all the nominees through, they're like, all right, we'll cut a deal with the Democrats. Yeah, no more cuts. No more risk. Because Trump was going to cut hundreds of billions of dollars of spending. They want to bankrupt the country. I mean, nobody's going to stand in the way of that. Their constituents who raise money for them have to get paid, and you got to pay. They're a very cynical, quite frankly, awful bunch there. And it's the last bastion of truly Bush-recruited candidates. And this is the Republicans using the Democrats to hijack Trump's agenda. So they go to Trump and go, hey, we're trying to cut a deal with the Democrats. So, you know, hey, you're not going to be able to cut anything else. Yeah. Oh, and you're going to have to give Chuck $1 billion too. Sorry, nothing we can do. And Trump's like, there's 53 of you. Change the rules. This is the backdoor conversation they're having. And the Republicans are like, nope, we're going to have Democrats in charge. We don't want to cut anything. We didn't like having to cut NPR. We hated having to cut PBS. And we really hated having to cut USAID. How will all the Democrat NGOs get funded now? And Trump's like, you're Republicans. We shouldn't be funding that. But John Thune is a bad, bad dude. But to his credit, John Thune is allegedly the Republican leader. I say he is the Republican leader. I don't think he's a Republican. He's a globalist. And was, you know, came in on that Bush wave of just really, really bad dudes that were recruited by Karl Rove and George Bush Sr. Okay, so, but to credit Tim Scott, he was the only one that was really honest about this weekend. That's why I'm playing his audio. It's our senator from our state. Listen to what the actual problem is here. It's not Chuck Schumer.
We're going to have to make the decision is to get 51 Republicans out of 53 to agree to what must change to allow the Senate to function. We can't do that immediately, but we can do that, I believe, this year. We must change the way the rules operate to let President Trump and the American people have the nominees they
need. He's admitting we don't have the votes. Republican votes to change the rules. So the Democrats are in charge and they didn't even have to win the election. But what this really is John Thune and Cornyn and all of those sleazy people who are in Republican leadership letting the Democrats do this in order to block Trump from cutting any more spending. And that's a disaster because we have to stay at 3% growth or we're going to have a problem in the bond market. We're going to have a problem with the debt. And they don't care. They're so selfish. Well, listen to how much worse it gets. I'll explain it in the next segment. Who is the person really blocking Trump's nominees? Is it Chuck Schumer, who he told to go to hell this weekend, pretending that the GOP leadership is not the real problem? And look, you can't blame Trump for this. If he trashes the GOP leadership now, his entire agenda will grind to a halt. So he has to pretend with them that Chuck Schumer is the problem. It's not. It's John Thune. And wait till you hear what he did over the weekend. I'll lay it out next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.